It's great. I think for us, it's nice to change the venue from what is the norm for us in and around Belfast, and to come down here is great. And it's a really different stimulus for us training in front of people, in front of a bit of an atmosphere and crowd, and to see families coming out and cheering us on and just enjoying being around the squad is really the main aim for why we're out here, and it was great to see that coming across.
Now, previous years you've gone to warmer climes, including Portugal. Decent weather conditions here, but the pre-season's going well as you build up for the Pro 14.
Yeah, it is. Look, this is the first week we've had everyone back. All the internationals have been off until last Sunday, but I think to get everyone together and to come away, and I think we've shown that you don't have to go to somewhere where you're guaranteed 28, 30, 32 degrees to get away and team bond and have a good time. And I think it's been greatly appreciated by the boys, the hospitality we've been shown. And I think in turn, the way that we've went out and experienced local activities here and local team building things. And there's so much brilliant things to do out and about in and around Ulster, and it's great that we've got to experience that.
And tell us the changes to the squad. I mean, do you feel you're going to be a fair bit stronger this time?
I think, like, ultimately rugby's a team game, and it's how we can gel together. You know, you're going to have 15 world-class individuals and they'll play like that, and it's important that we get the quality players we have, we get them fit, we get them in shape, and then we get an semblance of a team, we get a team spirit, and we get an ethos, and we get a culture that runs deeper than just a few brilliant players, that it stems right through from squad number 1 to 35, 40, you know, whatever we'll use throughout the year, and that's got to be our goal. And that has been a lot of the reason why we've come out and about here, is to sort of rediscover a little bit about what Ulster rugby and what Ulster, the wider public, is all about.
So Letterkenny, very much one of the furthest clubs from the hub of things in Belfast, but as you saw today with the crowds, the youngsters, and this is what it's all about. They're coming down, they look up to people like you, and I'm sure you remember as a youngster going to matches, and you do look at people, and that is what brings so many into the sport.
It is, and ultimately, yes, Belfast is sort of the main administrative centre, but like, there's a lot of good rugby outside of that. You know, I'm obviously a big advocate for it because I came through the school system in Tandragee and Portadown, played for the club in Banbridge. So, you know, my rugby upbringing was far from Belfast, and I think it's important we get out and, you know, you look at, like, you can see the quality of someone like Joe Dunleavy that's from here, and there are a lot of great players. And if you don't get out and about, you don't spark interest, and who knows, a 4, 5, 6, 7 year old that was watching today, this might be something that inspires them to go on, and who knows, in 20 years time they could be captaining Ulster to European success, and that is what you got to aim to do.
Many people in Donegal have not been to Ravenhill to see Ulster in action, but when there's a big game on, when the ground is full, the atmosphere, it's a very special place.
Yeah, look, and obviously we'd encourage as many as possible. I know it's not just nipping over to Donegal town. You know, I know it's a bit of a trek, but, you know, even for anyone to come and experience it once, and it's something I experienced it as a young kid watching Ulster against New Zealand, and it's infectious in it, and for us playing in it, to get a full house, to get an atmosphere, it really is unrivaled in world rugby, in my opinion. I've played in a lot of grounds and a lot of bigger grounds, but the atmosphere when we're going well and when the place is full is something that probably needs to be seen, to be experienced, to be believed.
Sean McGuinness, chairman of Letterkenny Rugby Football Club, a huge occasion for the club and all involved. Ulster Rugby down for an open training day, and everybody delighted with the way it's going.
Yes, indeed, it's a fantastic occasion for the club and for sport in general in Donegal, with having Irish internationals, Rory Best, captain Ian Henderson, Gilroy, all the other lads as well, and Joe Dunleavy and Colin McMenamin, two first internationals and Ulster caps with our club, first homegrown lads especially. And it's just great to see the crowd here and all out seeing how these lads work and the professionalism of the whole setup, from their diet to training to just basically approach to the sport.
And Ulster Rugby are bringing it down to the grassroots, and that is so important, isn't it? Because for youngsters, that they look up to these players.
Yes, they certainly do. That's when they approached me good few months ago about coming down, I said that'll be just fantastic, because for them themselves, I said, they get carried away with them being spoon fed in the sport, and come back to grassroots level where they started, in the province. It's fantastic. And they just said, rather than getting on planes and going abroad for their summer pre-season, let's just go around the different clubs, Donegal, Monaghan, Cavan, Tyrone, all the counties in Ulster, really. And it just is fantastic.
Now, we are out on a limb a little bit in terms of the map, and we don't get as many big games here. But long-term, Letterkenny, the club itself, obviously the ambitions are there to go up through the leagues, and ultimately would the All-Ireland League be a prospect?
We've always been striding for that from Dennis Faulkner, who had his vision for that, and so did Gordon Curley and a few other people in the club. It takes a lot of effort, a lot of money, obviously, and getting the players. And with Donegal, you know, the geographical location, Donegal, unfortunately, a lot of our kids, youth, go to Dublin for colleges, go abroad for work. And it is hard. We were doing very well in youth rugby and mini rugby, but senior rugby, people travel. But now with the upturn in the economy, with Primerica and these big multinational firms moving to Letterkenny, hopefully we will get people to stay and work here and play with the club. And this year especially, we've been a big effort of going forward and trying to get up the ladder in leagues first. We'll start off slow and hopefully work up into National League.
Well, we're here at Dave Gallagher Park, and of course, because of the association with the former All Blacks captain, there's so much history attached to where we are and his own roots. At underage level, tell us a little bit about what sort of structures are in place in Letterkenny these days.
Mini rugby is amazing. I'm only involved 10 years with the club, 8 years really as in management of any sort of coaching onwards, but our groups have quadrupled. Fantastic youth and mini rugby. Youth rugby has grown. Basically, a lot of parents, we're only as good as the support we get from the parents. We're all volunteers and trying to get everybody to support and come along and go in coaching courses. It's hard work running the club nowadays with all the child protection, Garda vetting, all the courses, everybody's going to be qualified. And then, of course, rugby's a winter sport, and you have to be down at Letterkenny Rugby Club at 9:30 on a Saturday morning. And basically, a lot of commitment to go into the sport.
Young Conor McMenamin and Joe Dunleavy, two guys from this area who have broken into that higher level, and they're an example to many of the youngsters here.
They certainly are, and they're the first homegrown lads. Started off in the Gaelscoil and then moved on to Collegiala. And it's great that those two guys have broken through, and it'll give the rest of the lads in the club a chance, saying, you know, it's there, it is achievable, and hopefully we'll get a few more lads to get up there next year.
Sean McBurty, club officer with Letterkenny Gaels. The development of the Gaels and the rugby club has gone hand in hand with these facilities here, and great to see so many people down at this event today, and it all marries together.
Oh, absolutely. And like as it turns out, you know, I suppose the weather was probably played a big factor for us all, but the crowds that we've had here all day today, you know, Letterkenny Gaels themselves just happened to have their cool camp on all this week as well, coinciding with this brilliant rugby event that's on here as well. And it was brilliant that we were that we've been able to cater for the whole lot, and everybody sort of working hand in hand to make sure that it was a success, and it's been absolutely brilliant.
And a huge community spirit to develop the facilities here over the years, and both clubs going from strength to strength.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Like, and the numbers are kind of sort of they're expanding, you know, year on year. You know, I suppose, you know, up until recently, it's fair to say that there's a lot of people living here in the town didn't actually even know that this venue and facility existed down here. And it's only now that they're really starting to, you know, when we see our cool camp seems to be sort of jumping from, you know, up by 20-25% year on year, and the same applies to the rugby here as well too, with their underage structures and underage training. You know, it's expanding all the time as well. So but we're very fortunate to have, you know, to have a facility like this, and to have, you know, changing rooms and our rooms upstairs and everything else. It's brilliant to have it for the community and for the kids. And you know, it's very much open to other sort of events as well, because we're at the moment there's a sort of training going on here at night with opera singers that have nothing to do with either club. You know, we run a place here in the winter time that maybe most of them are not even sort of club members either, but you know, the facility's open to everybody to, you know, to play, you know, to sort of engage the community in the entire.
And so much is about participation, getting young people involved, and there may be guys and girls who come down here who start at rugby or start at Gaelic or end up doing both, and it's just great to give them that opportunity.
Oh, absolutely. Like, and like as everything else, like they do find their own, they do find their own niche, and the most important thing of the whole at the end of the day is that, you know, they're engaged in sport and keeping themselves healthy, and you know, and that's what we're here for, you know, just to try to promote, you know, sort of, you know, a good healthy environment for them where they can get out there and enjoy themselves and enjoy their sport, whatever their niche might be, like, you know.